the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Plant City berry grower and marketer Wish Farms is adding strawberry acreage in Florida. The company is adding 800 acres of adjacent land, about 600 of which will be used for production. Founded in 1987 and named for founders Gershon and Daniel, it was already considered the largest contiguous berry farm in the world. Farm manager Chris Parks tells thepacker.com, "This is very exciting, and we can immediately start farming organically." The Alabama Cooperative Extension System and the Auburn University College of Agriculture's Department of Crop, Soil, and Environmental Sciences are partnering to bring the annual Row Crops Short Course to producers everywhere, on their own time and online. According to AlphaFarmers.com, topics run the gamut from weed control to market outlooks to farmer panels, and they became available December 14th. Each video is 10 to 15 minutes long and covers current research on pressing issues affecting Alabama farmers. 5 months after the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement went into effect, the U.S. isn't happy with how it's being implemented. Last week, the U.S. took the first step in ensuring Canada enforces all aspects of the agreement, and one of the most contentious issues is over the implementation of dairy market access changes. As reported by AgWeb.com, the U.S. Trade Representative announced they will initiate consultations with Canada to examine the country's tariff rate quotas obligations. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's AgriBusiness Update.